The daring assault that killed Osama bin Laden last week has been seen by many as a vindication of the tactic known as targeted killing. The top U.S. commander in Afghanistan, General David Petraeus, has used this tactic at an unprecedented level in Afghanistan. U.S. military sources say the tactic has slowed the momentum of the Taliban, while critics say it can be counterproductive, especially when mistakes are made. A report from one research organization in Afghanistan examines one possible case. NPR's Quill Lawrence has the story.
American officials say they carry out dozens of operations against suspected insurgents in Afghanistan every night, most often arresting their target with no shots fired. But Afghan politicians regularly complain that these night raids enrage the population and sometimes get the wrong man. The raids are almost always in remote, unsafe areas, making facts hard to pin down. But Kate Clark of the Afghan Analyst Network in Kabul recently researched one case which she says raises serious questions.
They'd had a tip-off about a man who was the shadow deputy governor of Tachal, deputy governor of the Taliban for that province. And by following his phone calls, they discovered a number in Kabul.
And that's where Clark's research and the American version of the story diverge. Both agree that months later, on September 2nd of last year, U.S. missiles destroyed a car in a long convoy, killing 10 people. But U.S. officials say they killed the Taliban deputy governor of the province, Muhammad Amin, who was using an alias, Zebat Amanullah. Clark says they are two different men and that the Americans killed the wrong one.
This man was living a completely open life. And yet, the American Special Forces really do believe that he was an insurgent commander.
The governor of Tachal told NPR that Zebat Amanullah was not an insurgent. He was a well-known fighter 25 years ago against the Soviet occupation. He had been active during the Taliban government and kept in contact with some current Taliban fighters. But when he was killed last fall, Zebat Amanullah was working on his nephew's campaign for parliament, Kate Clark.
When Zebat Amanullah went up to the north to campaign in the parliamentary elections last year, they thought it was the Taliban shadow governor. So they mixed up these two men's identities and they killed the wrong man.
Lieutenant Colonel John Dorian, a NATO spokesman, says that's not true.
On September 2nd, coalition forces did kill the targeted individual Muhammad Amin, also known as Zebat Amanullah. In this operation, multiple forces of intelligence confirm that coalition forces targeted the correct person. This individual was tracked for nearly 6 months.
But Clark says the military was tracking the wrong man for 6 months. As for the Taliban commander, Muhammad Amin, he's still alive, according to Michael Semple, a leading Western authority on the Taliban, currently a fellow at Harvard University. Semple says he contacted and interviewed the Taliban commander, alive and well, in Pakistan 2 months ago.
He basically matches all the personal details that the Americans had on him. He carries ID in the name of Muhammad Amin. He is a known person.
Colonel John Dorian says that's impossible because after the killing, intelligence confirmed the Taliban commander's death.
There have been mistakes on some occasions in the past, and when we make mistakes, we admit them. But this was not one of those instances.
But the fact that Muhammad Amin and Zebat Amanullah are two very different men is common knowledge, according to Kate Clark, and she says any local official in Tachal could have confirmed it.
If your understanding of Afghanistan, it's a complex place, is just made up of signals intelligence, and you don't even have the most basic human intelligence, there is absolutely the opportunity for things to go catastrophically wrong.
The U.S. military says it has ironclad proof they did get the right man, but it cannot be made public without jeopardizing sensitive intelligence methods. Quill Lawrence, NPR News, Kabul.